This is JIS News. Coming up, online tool developed to deepen tourism linkages. Government partners with Megamart to provide incentives to public sector workers and NYS to roll out new programs. Details after the break.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
In the workplace, you got to be alert still. Conduct regular evacuation drill. Know the location of the nearest fire alarm. And know how to use it. Know how to operate the fire extinguisher.
Everybody listen and learn.
Make sure the fire station number they near your phone. Where everyone can see.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
Now the news. The government has developed an online tool as part of efforts to deepen linkages between the tourism industry and the rest of the economy. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the program provides a common area for buyers to identify needs and for suppliers to meet those needs.
This tool is supported by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, RADA, JAMPRO, JBDC, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, and the Exim Bank, and is plugged into databases operated by those agencies.
The online tool was developed as a result of the deliberations of the Tourism Linkages Task Force. From the deliberations, it was also determined that a Tourism Linkages Hub be established at the Ministry to drive the Linkages Initiative. Hotels with up to 200 rooms are set to benefit from a $50 million small and medium hotel energy efficiency program to be implemented by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. The initiative is expected to lower energy costs for these properties so as to enhance their competitiveness. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says a revolving fund will be established where select properties can access interest-free loans to purchase energy-saving devices.
The GHCA will work along with the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment to develop the criteria for selection of projects. I will also be involved in monitoring the program alongside the Ministry. Mr. Speaker, this initiative will support our efforts to position Jamaica as a green destination as well as saving valuable foreign exchange.
Minister McNeil was speaking in Parliament on Tuesday during his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate. Public sector workers could save well over $1 billion over the next 3 years. This as the government has partnered with wholesale membership club Megamart to provide a number of incentives to public sector employees. Chief Executive Officer of Megamart, Gasana Zan, says under the initiative, civil servants who shop at Megamart stand to receive several benefits.
Megamart will offer to over 200,000 public sector workers, including pensioners, 3 years free membership in the Megamart Wholesale Club. In addition to that, once your membership form is completed, you will be handed $3,000 Megamart voucher. Each voucher can be redeemed for goods when the public sector worker spends $5,000 or more before GCT.
In addition to the existing advantages of membership at the wholesale clubs, there will be special discounts for public sector workers and opportunities to win shopping sprees. Public sector workers must sign up for membership at Megamart before December 31, 2013 to benefit from the initiative. And the National Youth Service, NYS, will be rolling out some new strategies and programs in the 2013-2014 financial year in order to effectively meet the needs of the nation's youth. New NYS initiatives include a college graduate internship program, residential summer camps, and training programs with shorter curricula. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says some 12,000 young people will be targeted under the various programs.
We believe that our young people deserve much more than we're giving them through the National Youth Service, and that there are a number of different target groups in our youth population that we were not meeting. So it's not only about summer employment anymore, it really is about community outreach, it's about volunteerism, it's about on-the-job training, it's about skills training.
Ms. Hanna was addressing a recent orientation session for participants in the NYS Summer Employment Program. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.